by Haydn, Cole Porter and Purcell. So that's Words and Music at 6:30. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock and this is David Cornett with a summary of the news. Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, has made a defiant speech in which he called for Syrians to defend their country from what he called terrorists backed by foreign powers. Mr. Assad outlined a new peace initiative but said he would not engage in dialogue with criminals from outside Syria or puppets created by the West. Here, the Foreign Secretary, William Hague, called the speech hypocritical, saying the promises of reform fooled nobody. David Cameron has said voters will be offered a real choice about Britain's future relations with the European Union. He told the Andrew Marr programme on BBC One that Britain was entitled and enabled to request changes to its membership of the EU. Mr. Cameron also said ministers were considering whether or not they could deport the radical Muslim cleric Abu Qatada before he has exhausted his right to appeal in the UK. He was freed on bail in November when a court ruled that he might not get a fair trial if deported to Jordan to face terrorism charges. A report into hundreds of deaths at Stafford Hospital is expected to call for sweeping changes to the NHS. The Sunday Times and Sunday Telegraph say a public inquiry which examined the failings, which occurred between 2005 and 2009, will recommend a new management culture and better training. Indian and Pakistani troops have exchanged gunfire across the disputed border in Kashmir. One Pakistani soldier died. India's military denied Pakistani allegations that it crossed the line of control and attacked a Pakistani army post. Police investigating the discovery of a woman's body in a car in South London have charged a 30-year-old man with her murder. Jerome MacDonald from Croydon was arrested on Friday. English Heritage says it's planning to stop putting up blue plaques on buildings where famous people lived and worked. It says funding cuts of nearly 35% mean it can't afford to continue to pay for the scheme. And the weather, it'll be generally cloudy across much of the UK. Most places should stay dry, but through the afternoon, outbreaks of rain are likely to spread across Northern Ireland and parts of Scotland. BBC News and weather at 1:03. And time now here on BBC Radio 3 to join Lucy Skeeping for today's edition of The Early Music Show.
Welcome to the show, and music from a concert given in Fontfroide Abbey near Narbonne in southern France. This beautiful former Cistercian monastery dates from the 11th century, and although it's been a long time since monks lived here, the place still has an extraordinary calm, spiritual atmosphere, mainly due to its loving restoration just over 100 years ago by two pioneering French artists who turned the site with its historic courtyard, Gothic cloisters, chapel, refectory and rose garden into a centre for arts projects. Last July, as part of the 2012 Fontfroide Festival of Music and History, one of the major figures in early music, the viol player Jordi Savall, directed a whole weekend of events there. Well, today we're going to hear highlights from one of those performances. The theme is Tudor England, a lively selection of songs and dance music for viols and lute, played by Savall's highly acclaimed ensemble Hesperian 21. This is music from England's golden age, and some of the Tudor period's biggest names are featured. Anthony Holborn is the main contender, alongside John Dowland, William Byrd, Alfonso Ferrabosco and Christopher Tye. But before that, we're going to hear a dance by Clement Woodcock, a consort piece by our very musical monarch Henry VIII, and to start the set, a pavan and galliard by Innocento Alberti. Thank you. Jordi Savall directed his ensemble Hesperian 21 in those four Tudor dances by Innocento Alberti, King Henry VIII, and Clement Woodcock, and ending with an anonymous dance called Desperada. It was part of a concert recorded at last July's Fonfouad Festival in southwest France. Our next set features three quite well-known composers. An Ignominy by Christopher Tye, who served as choirmaster at Ely Cathedral and lived long enough to become something of a favourite of Henry VIII, Edward VI and Queen Elizabeth. And to follow, A Pavan and a Galliard by Anthony Holborn. First, though, a couple of pieces by the man who's arguably the most celebrated songwriter of his day, John Dowland. We'll start the set with his Lacrimae Antiquae, the instrumental version of one of his most famous songs, Flow My Tears. A Pavan and Galliard by Anthony Holborn, ending that set of five Tudor dances, played by Hesperian 21, directed by Jordi Savall. And they were taken from a concert they gave at Fonfouade Abbey near Narbonne last July. Well, Anthony Holborn's a composer who's still very popular today. He was held in the highest regard by his royal patrons and his contemporaries, and he left us with some wonderfully accessible collections of dance music for viols, recorders and all sorts of wind instruments. In 1599, he published a collection of 65 consort pieces for mixed ensemble. It's the largest collection of its kind, and we can be pretty sure that they'll be played for many more centuries to come, because one of the pieces in that book, The Fairy Round, believe it or not, was included on the Voyager Golden Record, a sort of musical time capsule that was sent into space aboard the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 space probes in 1977 as a representation of human culture and achievement. Who knows who? Or indeed what might find it in the future. It's certainly an intriguing thought. Well, that's the piece that ends the next set. We're going to start, though, with a four-note pavan by Alfonso Ferrabosco the Elder, one of Queen Elizabeth's court composers. And we'll also hear a short In Nomine by William Byrd. Cherry Round, the dance by Anthony Holborn, ending that set of five consort pieces, which also featured music by Alfonso Verabosco the Elder and by William Byrd. The musicians there were Jordi Savall's Hesperian 21. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping. Well, one of the pieces we've just heard was called An In Nomine. This is actually a section of plain song, a chant melody sung to the Latin phrase In Nomine Domini, which originated as part of the Mass by the Tudor composer John Taverner. In the middle of this next set, we're going to hear a setting of the In Nomine by Orlando Gibbons, one of the most versatile composers of the early 17th century, who's maybe best known for his keyboard music. We'll also hear some Holborn again, two more dance pieces, The Fruit of Love and It Fell on a Holy Eve. But we're going to begin with two more pieces by the man who, for lutenists anyway, is a really major figure, John Dowland. Dowland's most famous these days as the man who took melancholy into a whole new realm. So many of his lovely lute songs are, well, extremely mournful. But he was evidently not entirely without a sense of humour, even laughing at his morose reputation by giving one of his consort pieces, the one that opens this set, in fact, the title Semper Dowland, Semper Dolens. Always Dowland, always doleful.
Thank you.
an anonymous and indeed titleless piece ending that set of six Tudor dances played there by Hesperian 21 with their director Jordi Savall. And that brings us almost to the end of the concert they gave at last year's Fonfouade Festival in Narbonne, and also almost to the end of today's early music show. The old abbey at Fonfouade may be famous for its calm and spiritual atmosphere, but that didn't stop the audience getting to their feet and loudly requesting more. And Hesperian 21 didn't disappoint, so we're going to end with their encore, a bourré by a composer who may not have left us with his name, but more valuable perhaps, like the monks who once walked around this peaceful modern-day retreat, has left us with an echo of a bygone age.
Anonymous 16th century bourré played by Jordi Savall's Hesperian 21 as the encore to their concert at last year's Fonfouade Festival in southwest France. And it brings to an end today's early music show, which was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Salford by Les Pratt. Well, in next Saturday's programme, Catherine Bott explores some of the characteristics and sounds of the more curious and unusual instruments of the Baroque.
For 2013 on Radio 3, the story behind one of opera's greatest composers, with performances of every one of his surviving operas.
On BBC Radio 3, Verdi 200.
Starting with the Sunday feature, Verdi as the Voice of Italy,
In the Italian heart, we imagine Va Pensiero like the most representative music for our Italian spirit. You don't need an intellectual approach to enjoy the Verdi music. You just listen.
Tonight at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, it's time now for the last in our series of highlights from the 2012 prom season. It's presented by Martin Handley.
Hello and welcome to the penultimate night of the 2012 season of the BBC Proms. As you can hear, the Royal Albert Hall is buzzing at the prospect of a second evening in the company of the magnificent combination of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and Bernard Haitink. In the second half of tonight's concert, they perform a real orchestral showpiece for huge forces, Richard Strauss's celebration both of the mountains of Bavaria and of life, his Alpine Symphony, whose vast canvas needs a conductor with real vision and control like Bernard Haitink. This prom season, we've been celebrating London in its year as host of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Tonight, we reach the final instalment of that series with Haydn's Final Symphony, number 104, The London, which he wrote specifically for his adoring audience in this city. Bernard Haitink said to me once that while he's conducting Haydn, he can believe all's right with the world. I asked him whether that was still true in 2012 with the Vienna Phil.
They play Haydn so beautifully. You have the feeling that they really have a line with him. And you don't have to have any gimmicks or things. Just play the piece and enjoy it. This is his last of the whole series. And one is again amazed about the vitality and the cheerfulness. And as a human being, he also must have had his problems and his crisis and God knows what. But to write such, not only cheerful, it goes further. It's just wonderful.
Haydn had spent the first 30 years of his career isolated at the Esterházy court when at the age of almost 60 suddenly found himself a free agent, was invited to be the star composer-conductor for a London concert series. His world changed overnight. The 4 years of his English adventure had a rejuvenating effect on him, set up his Indian summer of creativity. His final symphony, far from the end of that, but a wonderfully concise crowning achievement to his groundbreaking work as a symphonic composer. Onto the podium comes Bernard Haitink, joining the Vienna Philharmonic on stage here in the Albert Hall to perform Haydn's Symphony No. 104, The London.
Thank you.